Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
All right, let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. You know what? I am going to keep this hour of the show positive. Now, you guys know how I feel about the Royals, but I don't think that right now is the place to share those thoughts with you. I want to keep this positive. So I'm here. Rob is here. I'm in a good mood today. Rob is in a good mood. We had a great time at the ballpark yesterday. The Royals scored a lot of runs yesterday. Didn't score as many today, but you know what? They won the game, and that's all that matters. So, Rob, this is why I say I want to keep things positive, and this is why I feel the way that I feel. So there was a tweet from Jesse Newell. Are we counting Jesse Newell as friend of the show? I know he hasn't really been on the show, but I like Jesse Newell. You know what? I'll make him an honorary friend of the show. He tweeted this out. If you go back a little over a decade ago, on July 30th of 2014, the year that the Royals went to the World Series, the Royals, on July 30th of 2014, had a 12.4% chance of making the playoffs. If you look at the playoff odds right now for the Kansas City Royals, they have a 13.1% chance of making the postseason. So if you were going purely by the numbers, the Royals have a better chance today in making the postseason than they did around this time back in 2014 when they not only made the postseason, but they also went to the World Series. Now, I think there's some important things to note. At this time, the Royals were over 500 when that happened. They were also 5 games back in the division. That's not really where we are today, but they have also added a playoff berth since that time frame too. So it is technically easier for you to get in the postseason because there are more spots than there were in 14 and 15. So I do think that is important to note. So this is what I want to talk about, and I'll open up to you guys. 913-586-7965. As I said, you know what? There's no reason for this hour of the show to not be positive. Rob, my question would be, why not the Royals? And I ask that question because you and I both agree somebody in the last 2 months of the season is going to get hot. That happens almost every baseball season. You can't really explain it. You're not really able to pinpoint it. Back in 2014, that team was the Royals. The Royals were a team that was hovering around 500, got red hot the final 2 months of the season, and then rode that wave of emotion up until they met Madison Bumgarner. So I asked the question, why not the Royals if we know that randomly there's 8 to 10 teams, and one of those teams is going to end up getting hot and making a deep run. Why couldn't it be the Royals? Now, I guess maybe this is being negative, but I think this is just a matter of fact of looking at the numbers. The Royals are currently 28th in runs scored. I'm not here to give you a bunch of numbers about how their offense has struggled. You already know how their offense has struggled. Their offense struggled today. Back in 2014, they were 14th in offense. We know about the pitching staff, and we know about the bullpen. They were average offensively. That's the what about the Royals? How can this offense, and this has been the question from day one with the Kansas City Royals, how can the Royals find a way to get closer to the middle of the pack when talking about the pitching? I think the Royals deserve a lot of credit today for how they battled and performed. Getting through it with the bullpen, just scratching out and figuring out a way to win in the face of an offense that has continued to just spin around and spin around for this entire season. How can the Royals get from 28th, and can they get to 21st? Can they get to 20th or 19th offensively? If they do that, they can certainly make August and September very interesting. So, Rob, I ask you, and we can open up the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Why not the Royals? If we know that one team is going to get hot, and the Royals, in essence, have a 1-in-8 chance of potentially being that team, why can't the Royals be the team that gets hot the final 2 months of the season and make something happen?
I also will echo your positivity in the answering the question. The answer about the why not us, though, is not, it's not a simple task, because we've talked about on the show before. It's not just the 3.5 games before tonight's games get played they have to overcome to get to the third wild card spot. They will have to overcome, what, 4 teams in their path? They'll have to overtake the Twins, the Guardians, the Mariners, teams of that ilk. So they're going to need to get hot and get lucky. You're going to have to get a little bit of both. And I don't want to come off like Debbie Downer on a day where the Royals have won, what, 3-4 consecutive series? It's a day for optimism. To answer your why not us question, I actually don't think the answer is the offense. I think the answer right now is they just don't have starting pitching depth. Now, help is on the way. In theory, Cole Reagan's eligible to come off the IL in a week. We'll see how that works out. Michael Lorenzen is eligible to come off the IL in a few days. We'll see how that works out. But right now, and we made fun of it yesterday, but it's the state of the franchise. Rich Hill was DFA'd. Their fifth starter is, today they did a bullpen game. They're kind of just gritting and grinding their way through. So unless they are going to add a starter, I don't anticipate that, because I don't anticipate them being buyers. The answer is I think they lost the war of attrition. And that's what happens in baseball sometimes. As the offense looks a little better, suddenly the starting pitching is taking on water with its health. But to answer your why not us question, looking beyond the offense, which is kind of the easy answer, I don't know they have the pitching depth right now to continue to win series. They are doing it right now, but I don't know it's sustainable. This 9-game road trip is enormous. If it's August 11th and me and you are doing the show, and they had a winning road trip against Toronto, the best team in the AL, the Red Sox, a team competing for the wild card, and the Twins, a team competing for the wild card, if you have a winning homestand, I'll join you in optimism of the why not us. But right now, it just feels like this could be the road trip that dooms the team, because they just don't have the starting pitching depth anymore.
And I do want to take your phone calls, Rob. Answer this phone call, and we'll try to take some phone calls on this. 913-586-7965. I think where Rob and I sort of disagree about this team, I think that it's always been about the offense. I hear what you're saying, and I certainly don't disagree. It's impossible to disagree. You don't have Chris Bubich. Cole Reagans has been injured. Like, there are certainly questions about the rotation. I mean, today, they scored one run today. They scored one run today. Their offense has been the problem and will continue to be the problem. Someone texted in, the 2014 team had 5 or 6 bats, any of which could carry you throughout a week. The 2025 Royals had 2 or 3. I think it is important to note, though, when we are saying that about the Royals having 5 or 6 bats, We didn't feel that way until it happened. I imagine, I can't speak for the texter, but I imagine if you were saying that you had five or six bats that could carry you, one of those bats you told me could carry the Royals was Mike Moustakas. No one felt that in 2014 on July 30th that Mike Moustakas was a bat that could carry you. The answer for the Royals to get back in this thing is they just have to get hot. That's the answer. They got to get hot at some point. And I don't think they can get hot based on starting pitching for what the reasons that you gave when it came to the war of attrition. They got to get hot with their offense. And as we are entering the final 2 months of the season, I don't expect the Royals to be major players tomorrow at the deadline. Maybe they make a move. They're not making a move for an impact player. I don't think they're willing to trade a player that would get you an impact player. So this is the team. This is the roster. And if you're going to turn things around, you need Jack Caglione to get healthy and have a good second half of the season. You need Mikel Garcia to continue to play like an all-star. You need Bobby Witt Jr. to just get absolutely on fire. You need Salvador Perez to keep this up. You need your core to step up in a way that they haven't so far simultaneously. That's what happened with the Royals in 14 and 15 that I think we discredit a little bit. It wasn't just you had four or five guys that could carry you. You had four or five guys that really played their best version of themselves all in the same 18-month time frame. Eric Hosmer was never a better baseball player. Mike Moustakas was never a better baseball player than he was during that point. Alcides Escobar was never better than he was during that point. You had so many guys that all seemed to figure it out all at the same time. The Royals have essentially a 1-in-8 chance of making the postseason. I mean, the odds are certainly stacked against them. I'm not here telling you they are the favorite to make the postseason. You know they're not the favorite to make the postseason. But the Royals continue to keep themselves in it. They're not out of it. The Royals have not given you a reason to 100% turn the page. They're around 500 team. I think what they are right now is really all people were asking them to be earlier in the year. When they went through entire homestands and didn't win a game, you were asking them to be what they are right now. Hey, a team that when you go out there this weekend, you feel good about. You had a doubleheader. You won one of the games. You lost one of the games. Atlanta came to town. Atlanta's a team that is struggling right now. You figured out a way to win two or three. You did what you were supposed to do during this homestand. And now you go on the road. You play like and common opponents. You play maybe the best team in the American League in the Toronto Blue Jays the early part of the month. You then play the Boston Red Sox, a team that you were in direct competition for a wild card spot, and also the Minnesota Twins. If the Royals are going to have that why not us mentality, it starts with them taking care of business over the next 11 days as they have an off day tomorrow, and then on Friday they head to Toronto and they have a 10-game road trip. They don't really have many days off during that stretch. It is go, go, go as the Royals try to get themselves back in it and really try to make a push to try to grab one of those last wild card spots. Let's open up the phone lines. We'll take your phone calls. We'll also read your text as well. The Royals win today 1-0 in the 10th inning on a game-winning hit by Salvador Perez. We want to know what you think. The Royals have a better percentage chance of making the postseason this year than they did at this same time back in 2014. Miles called into the show. Hey, Miles, how you doing, my man?
Good. Me and my dad just came for a series and is excited to see a win, series win. I think we could do better stealing and more aggressive on base. And I want to know if we're going to probably trade Mikel Garcia.
Miles, I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm glad you and your dad got a chance to go to the game, man. Drive safely. That is Miles. He is from Iowa. I don't think the Royals are doing anything tomorrow. I think this is the team. I don't think the Royals are doing anything. I don't think they're making a big move. I don't think they're making a small move. I think they made their move. They got Randall Gritchuk, and I think that they're done for the rest of the trade deadline. And I think they're going to ride it out and see what happens between now and the end of the season. Do you see them making a move tomorrow?
Not a move that we stopped the show for. Like, I remember they traded for Michael Lorenzen. We didn't, oh my goodness, can you believe they got Michael Lorenzen? You got to get Vern on the line. We got to reach out to someone in Detroit. We got to have a guest of Palooza. It's Michael Lorenzen. It was like kind of like we did for Randall Gritchuk. I could see them making a small depth starting pitching move because of the problem I alluded to earlier. Like, No disrespect to Dallas Keuchel at 37 years old, or Rich Hill at 45, who has now been DFA'd, or Thomas Hatch, who sat in the bullpen today and was the only guy not to play. The Royals' starting pitching depth is lacking. I could see them making a move. Hey, we're bringing in a guy just to, you know, help us survive and advance this low period with the pitching. But I don't think it's a move that you're going to be like, can you believe they did that? And even that would shock me to have me them do anything tomorrow.
Yeah, I just don't. If they end up making that move, then to me, they're just picking up another veteran like they've picked up. I don't even know if you're trading somebody.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're even trading for that player. You're picking up another Rich Hill, Dallas Keuchel, a guy who has been in the major league, who has major league experience, but is clearly on the wrong side of his prime. I just don't see them trading for one of those kind of players. I do want to get this point out before we take more of your phone calls. 913-586-7965. Keeping it with the Royals theme is, I don't think that we maybe appreciate Salvi for all of what he is. You know what Salvi is? He's dependable. I imagine that you have this friend in your life. A lot of people do. Do you have a friend that no matter what the situation is, you know that you can call that friend and that friend will always be there? It doesn't matter if you call that friend at 9:30 in the morning because you just want to talk. It doesn't matter if you're in a rough spot at 1 a.m. Your friend is going to answer the phone. Your friend is not going to judge you. And your friend is going to help you in that moment. Is that not what Salvi has been for the Royals? Think about today. Today, the Royals were unable to generate any offense today. The Royals had two hits. It's 197 degrees outside. Nobody wants to be out there. Well, what do you know? In the 10th inning, you know who's coming up to bat? Salvador Perez. And as we've seen plenty of times in his career, Salvador Perez does exactly what the Royals need so everybody can go back inside, get some water, take a shower, get a hot meal, and go on for the rest of their day. Salvi has always been there in the high times for the Royals when it was some of the most fun that any of us have ever had, in the low times where the Royals post that run were as bad as they've ever been in their organization's history. If there is one thing you know as a Royals fan, when you buy a ticket, you know that Salvador Perez is going to be out there. He might not be the catcher. He might not be the first baseman. He might be the DH that day. You don't know. But you know every single time that you buy a ticket to a Royals game, you know that Salvador Perez is going to be there. And if a play needs to be made for the Royals, and Salvi can make it, it'll be made. I don't think we give that nearly enough credit. I don't think that Salvi gets nearly the love that he deserves for just being that. The Royals have not had too many people like that in their organization's history. They haven't. Some of the players that were very beloved from the 14s and 15s, when they had the opportunity to leave, almost all of them left. One person stayed. Stayed smiling, stayed happy, stayed throwing water on people, just stayed the face of the franchise. Doesn't bother anybody, doesn't make any noise, just goes, plays baseball, goes back to his family, and just continues to live on. The Royals have asked him if he wants to be traded. Salvi has always said, nope, I'm cool. I don't think Salvi gets enough credit for just being dependable. And that's incredibly valuable. Your fans know it. The other players in the organization knows it. The fan, everybody just knows that Salvador Perez is going to be there. And today, when the Royals needed somebody to step up on offense, anybody, it didn't matter who it is. It could have been, it didn't matter. They needed one person on offense to do something. And it felt like a game where the first team to score was going to win. And Salvador Perez came up, and you're thinking, I've seen this before. Runner on second base, no outs. I mean, he'll figure out a way to do something. What do you know? He puts the ball in the gap. The run scores. Everybody can go home happy. They end up having a winning homestand. I mean, I don't know how you can be mad about what happened in today's game. I just want Salvi to get all his love and his praise for just being there every single time that you have needed him. Let's go back to the phone lines. Justin is in OKC. Justin, how you doing today, my man?
Carrington, how you doing, man? I'm an everyday listener, first-time caller, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
No problem. I wanted to talk to you about, I've never watched a baseball game in my lifetime. I've been alive 43 years. And I've never seen a baseball game where the whole bullpen pitches a one-run shutout. That's the first time I've ever seen that in my life. Now, I've watched a lot of baseball in my life, but that was pretty amazing, man. I just have to say that. And, you know, and also, man, I'm telling you, it was an interesting stat that you brought up. 13% chance of getting to the postseason for the Royals this year. But I've been really kind of – I really like the bullpen. I really do. Now, the starting rotation, which has been, you know, tops in the majors, pretty much they're struggling with injuries. So I don't know if Cole Reagans is coming back this year. Michael Lorenzen's been banged up. Chris Bubich is on the IL. So, I mean, if you see that the starting rotation gets healthy and this bullpen comes together and obviously – hit and miss with the offense. I honestly think that Bobby Witt Jr., he needs to start, he's a star. But, you know, if they get to the playoffs, man, I think he needs to, you know, become that player. Is he a postseason player? You know, we don't know that yet because he's only played in, I believe, the postseason one time. So just get your thoughts on that. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
No problem, man. I appreciate you listening, man. I appreciate you calling in. That is Justin in OKC just wanting to chime in today about the Royals. I mean, I'm not here to tell you that I think the Royals are making the postseason. I don't think they're making the postseason. I think the odds suggest that they're not making the postseason. But if you are one to keep up with percentages, and I try to keep up with percentages on this show, I think percentages are important. The Royals on this date in 2014, if you look at Fangraphs, they had a 12.4% chance of making the postseason. The Royals right now have a 13% chance of making the postseason. So that they have about a 1 in 8 chance of making it. Maybe a little less than that. It's somewhere in that range. 1 in 7, 1 in 8 chance of making it. So again, they are underwhelming dogs to make it. They have to overcome a lot of things to do it. I think maybe where Rob and I are a little bit different, it sounds like the caller and I, they're like, to me, this isn't about Rich Hill. Like, that's not what this is about to me. This is about they need their core four. The guys that we identified from the very beginning of the season, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, Mikel Garcia. I guess you have to include Mikel Garcia and Jonathan India. So they're five. They need their five to be great. They need their five to be great. They've been good offensively over a two-week stretch. That's 2 weeks. Since the All-Star break, their offense has been fine. And they have a winning record since the All-Star break. They need that to continue. Like, you're not just in competition with one team anymore. You're in competition with four other teams essentially for one spot if the Royals are going to be able to pull this thing off. I think it's, in theory, a little bit harder now than it was back then because just of the amount of teams that also feel like they're in it. So if you want to take a quick look at the standings. So right now, Seattle has the third wild card spot. So Seattle, Texas, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Los Angeles, the Angels, all of those teams are within four games of one another. There's no more margin for error when it comes to this. Not when you're in a competition every day with these teams. So when you play a team like Boston coming up in a couple of days, when you play Boston, who has a 4.5 game advantage against you, you cannot lose that series anymore. This is not April. This is not May. It is August coming up. You cannot afford to lose those series anymore. When you play Cleveland later in the year, you can't afford to lose it. Like, that is the situation that you have put yourself in by having one terrible month earlier in the year. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jacob is in KC. Jacob, how you doing, my man?
Good. I'm doing good. The problem I see is not just the hitting. It's the defense. How many errors have we made in the costly games? Cleveland, how many errors did you make? And then walking, you just played a beat-up starting lineup, pitching lineup in Atlanta. You about lost them. I mean, it's not the hitting. It's not the defense. It's you're getting lucky. We're not doing what we need to do. Defensively, walking up too many hitters, that kills you. Because like I said, Cleveland, we got beat by walks. You got to stop the errors to be good offensively. You can't come from behind 5-6 runs every day. Not possible.
Jacob, I agree with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. It's definitely been the little things when it comes to the Royals. I mean, I would say if you're just looking at it, I mean, why are the Royals just a team that has hovered around 500? They haven't really executed and done a lot of the little things consistently. And if they're going to turn this thing around, that is going to be paramount in order for them to do it. We'll keep taking your phone calls. coming up on the other side. 913-586-7965. The Royals won today. They had a winning home stand, and they're going on the road to play. I mean, we're going to say this a lot over the next 2 months or so, the most important stretch of their season. I actually think this is the most important stretch of the season for the Royals. They play the best team in the American League by a record standpoint, Toronto. They play a team that has one of the wild card spots in front of them. Like, there is no margin for error. The Royals eliminate themselves. If they go on the road for a 9-game road trip and go 3-6, the Royals are done for the year, and we can all move on to football. But if the Royals can continue what they just did at home and they go 6-3 during that stretch and they're a game and a half back, 2 games out of that third wild card spot, it'd be impossible to tell you that the Royals don't have a chance to do something special. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back into the show. We're talking about the Kansas City Royals. The Royals had a winning home stand, and everybody's feeling good. Someone texted in, CDOT, 6-3 ain't happening. More realistic is 5-4 and 4-5. At this point, the Royals can't continue to tread water. We've been saying tread water now for 4 months. They've been playing baseball since the end of March. We're heading into August. I mean, if they go 5-4, 4-5, I mean, that's not the worst thing that can happen. At some point, you got to be over 500. So going 4-5 and continuing to be under 500 in the middle of August, we got to end the playoff conversation at some point. Right now, the Royals have a chance. They have a chance. It's not a great chance. They have a chance. They're one game under 500. We still got a lot of baseball to go. One of these teams between Seattle, Texas, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Cleveland. One of those teams is going to get hot. hot. One of these teams is no longer going to keep treading water. One of them is going to start swimming. Seattle, Texas, Tampa Bay, one of those teams ends up winning 87, 88 games and ends up grabbing one of those wild card spots. We've seen it before. I don't think the third wild card teams, but it probably wins 87, 88. Hey, going 4-5 on 9-game road trips, that ain't getting it done anymore. You got to undo the bad June that you had. So you got to start going 6-3. You got to go into Boston and sweep the Red Sox. You got to take 2 or 3 from the Red Sox. You can't get swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. That's the sense of urgency that you have to play with down the stretch if you think they can make the postseason. If you don't think that, then yeah, go 4-5. Hey, keep us entertained. And then when we get to the end of August, college football will be here. KU's got a beautiful new stadium that they have. Missouri's trying to figure out who their quarterback is, excuse me. We'll look up. It'll be Labor Day. Football will be here. And the Royals will just be something cool you do during the week when football's not on. I mean, that's a possibility of what can happen. I'm trying to give you the pathway to how they make the postseason. And continuing to go 4-5 on road trips, that ain't getting it done when it comes to making the postseason. Let's go back to the phone lines. Sandy called into the show. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hello.
You there?
I got you. Loud and clear.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Okay, so I'm going to play both sides of the fence, devil's advocate and glass half full. The devil's advocate, realistically, the Royals need to get on a streak. 8 out of 10, 9 out of 11. You don't need the 15 out of 17 that you had in May, but you got to get on a streak, and now's the time you got to get on. Unfortunately, because of the pitching situation and the injuries, realistically, it doesn't seem possible. If you get a fourth starter and then have a bullpen day, possibly that could occur, but you really only have three starters you can depend on. Now, the guy whose glass is half full will tell you that all the teams you're talking about have to beat up on each other. Toronto plays Boston. Toronto plays Tampa Bay. Cleveland has to play us in Detroit. We have to play Cleveland and Detroit, for example. And even a step further, the whole West has to play each other. Seattle, L.A., and Texas. They're going to beat up on each other. So you're hoping, like you said, a team's going to get hot, that the Royals get hot and have a streak of 8 out of 10, they would be right in the mix.
Sandy, absolutely, man. I appreciate the phone call. To me, if you're looking at that stretch, I mean, that stretch is probably the stretch where they have the Washington-Chicago stretch. Like, if you're looking for kind of pockets where I think you could potentially get going, and where you think you could find that 8 out of 10 stretch for the Royals, where the Royals could possibly get hot and go on that 8 of 10 stretch, I mean, that would probably be it, right? I mean, they have a full week. They have a week of games coming up in 2 weeks where they play Washington and the Chicago White Sox. If you don't go 5-1, 4-2 in that stretch, what are we doing here? You cannot afford to lose series. We're talking about losing series to the Blue Jays. That's one thing. You can't lose series to the last place White Sox and the last place Washington Nationals and think we're having conversation about making the postseason. It just doesn't work that way. The math doesn't work that way. Let's get back to the phone lines. Gus is in Iowa. Hi, Gus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I got a couple questions. Do we ever consider that it's Cotrero is the issue? I mean, I guess I don't know enough to know if it is or not, but I just don't really love his managing style, some of the decisions with the bullpen at times. And then I'm also, you know, I'm not giving up on this year, but I'm getting excited next year for the rotation, and I just want to know what you guys think. Where do you think the Royals rotation will rank next year if all is healthy? You know, we got 6 starters from, you know, Reagans and Lugo all the way to, you know, Waka and Lorenzen. Where do you guys rank them? And then last thing, I don't want my dad to hear me ever say this, but we actually made a couple of friends that were Braves fans today, me and my son, and the Braves fans, first 2 nights, I didn't think they were that great, but today they were lovely. So that's all I got. Go Royals.
Absolutely, man. Drive safely, man. Appreciate you calling in today, man. I mean, I don't know how you can be in a bad attitude today. I mean, if you out there, if you went to the Royals game today, man, you deserved a free ice cream cone. You know what I mean? Like, they out there charging you for water on a day like today? Like, hey, man, we just got to make that little Dasani water. That's got to be free today. We just got to cut you some slack, man. You decided to come out here and sizzle for the Royals? Nah, man, we owe you something. I mean, if everybody is healthy next season, the Royals are in the conversation of best rotation in all of baseball. not just the American League. If everybody returns healthy, if you're telling me like we could be looking at a scenario in which Noah Cameron's your fourth starter on next year's team, Waka's your fifth starter. Yeah, the Royals are in the conversation of best rotation in all of Major League Baseball if everybody is healthy and returns back to form. And that's why we were having the conversation a couple days ago about, like, if you got six, possibly seven good starters, when do you start to have the conversation about moving on from one of them to kind of help you on the offensive side, which you are clearly lacking when it comes to that? So, yeah, I mean, a lot of the future conversation with the Royals are about simply seeing them get healthy and seeing them return to form. Funny enough, that leads us directly into our next topic, talking about staying healthy and returning to form. I think the number two question with the Chiefs offense, because the number one question is clearly the offensive line. Every day, it is an offensive line thing. Today, they went back to putting Jalen Moore at right tackle, and they ended up putting this guy at left guard, and now we're like, what does that mean? Like, every day, there's a new update with the configuration of the offensive line for the Chiefs. I think they probably know, but this is the time to kind of experiment and figure some things out, and we'll see when they get to actual preseason games against other people how they end up going about things. The number two question with the Chiefs after the offensive line is, can their wide receivers stay healthy? Because a big talking point for the Chiefs has been about getting the explosion back in their offense. Now, I know you guys think, what does that matter? We keep going to the Super Bowl. It does not make sense to me how the Chiefs have the best coach in the NFL, the best quarterback in the NFL. You're now telling me that you think they have their answer at left tackle, a guy who's going to be there for the next 12 years, and for them to be 18th in offense. Those things just don't add up. When you have all of those things, I'm not saying you got to have the best offense in the league. You're not near the middle of the pack. You're not near the Saints in offensive numbers. How do the Chiefs get back to the top? How do the Chiefs have the seventh-ranked offense in the National Football League? It's about their wide receivers staying healthy. I mean, over the last, let's say the last week. I mean, these are the top stories with their wide receiver. Their number one pick from last year, Xavier Worthy, who had a dynamic second half of the season. He's currently in the concussion protocol. You had a scare yesterday with Hollywood Brown, and we are all waiting for their number one wide receiver to be suspended, and he is coming off a serious knee injury. That's where you are with your top three receivers. So the Chiefs are still going to be good. They're still going to win their division. They're still going to win double-digit games. But if you want to see them get that punch back in their offense and that explosiveness, and Mahomes reconnect on the deep ball, and that offense that used to scare teams, it starts with their wide receivers staying healthy. And that's just... it's just always going to be a question with the Chiefs. It's always going to be a concern with the Chiefs. They've been practicing for a week. They've been up there for 1 week. And one of their wide receivers rode off in a cart yesterday. Now, not a serious injury, but rode off in a cart and couldn't finish practice. And one of their other wide receivers is in the concussion protocol. I mean, this is something that we are going to have to discuss and manage the entire year. And that's where they get the explosiveness back. That's it. I mean, they spent all of the money this offseason to improve the offensive line. They spent the $21 million guaranteed to go get Jalen Moore. They spent the first overall pick that they had to go get their left tackle. They didn't really spend a lot of money at wide receiver. Their wide receiver plan is everybody stay healthy. That plan so far in the first week of practice, it's a little I don't know if everybody can stay healthy. We got a long way to go until the games get really, really important. So that is something that you were just going to have to manage. That's something we're going to have to track. And that is the number two question on this team behind the offensive line. I mean, we still don't have all the offensive line answers, but at least you know who is going to fulfill those roles. Like, their left guard is either going to be Jalen Moore or Kingsley Suamataia. Their right tackle is either going to be Juwan Taylor or Jalen Moore. Like, you got an idea of who they're going to be. You might just not know the five right now. When it comes to can their wide receivers stay healthy, I just don't have the answer for you right now. No one has that answer for you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We had Odyssey Day at the K yesterday. Oh, it was a great time. Rob was there. His lovely wife was there. We were having a nice chat out in Wright Field. We were sharing unlimited amount of Miller Lite. I don't know if Rob partook as much. He was more focused on the hot dogs. I saw you had about four or five of them. You went a little crazy on the all-you-could-eat hot dogs. I don't know why that was such a station for you, but that's where you were at.
If it's free, it's for me, pal.
If it's free, and you also need three.
Mm-hmm. I just saved $4 that night by having four hot dogs.
No, for sure.
That's a deal.
No, you, that definitely was the case. I can't deny that. I can't take that away from you. What do you have up for today is now we have no game. Now your evening's just very quiet. You know, it's the end of July. School's right around the corner. The Royals have already played today. They've already won. What do you have up for later today?
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of out of shows, too. I'm caught up on all the stuff I like to watch. I'm waiting on Peacemaker. I'm seeing a movie tomorrow. So I think I just chill at the house and a little relaxing night. I got nothing big on the to-do list. It's a very, very calm, casual July evening. You got something big planned tonight?
No, I actually don't have anything planned. I think I might have told you this, but I am in the process of, I never saw the show Playmakers, and I am rewatching the show Playmakers.
It's only one season, right?
Yeah, I never saw it. Back when it was on ESPN, I never watched it, and somebody uploaded Playmakers into 4K on YouTube or 1080p or whatever the best resolution is.
Good quality.
Yeah, whatever it is. So I have been watching Playmakers, and I am finishing up the only season of Playmakers on ESPN, so I will probably finish that today. That is all I have planned today. I've already watched Happy Gilmore. I don't know why I keep calling it Billy Madison. I've already seen Happy Gilmore. That's all I have planned for later today. I've either been watching sports documentaries or I've been watching Playmakers on ESPN. That's all I've been doing.
Have you begun your Friday Night Lights rewatch yet as anticipation for football season?
Nah, I don't think I'm – I actually don't
that
think
that used to be a staple of your August viewing.
I just been watching like a 30 for 30 every day, so like that's kind of fulfilled the void.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, that's filled the void of not watching Friday Night Lights. I mean, I always would just watch a random clip. I always just want to see Coach Taylor give a speech to get his guys fired up. Like, that will never stop. But I don't know if I'm going to devote the 60 hours over the next 6 weeks to watch Friday Night Lights this year. But, I mean, that will be a rewatch at some point in life.
I mean, you could always just skip, was it season 5 when there's West Permian?
I
mean,
I don't mind that season as much as you seem to hate that season. I don't really dislike
that season.
It's
goofy. It's good. The whole thing, hey, this school that we've never played once in our entire tenure exists, and now they're getting a football program, but they're not, and now you're the coach. It's goofy.
Yeah, I maybe don't see it the same way that you see it. I just always wonder where the hood came from. Like, we had no indication that there was a wrong side of the tracks in Dillon, Texas.
Exactly.
All of a sudden,
it came out of nowhere. Yeah.
This just came in. No, it just never really made any sense to me. Before we get out of here, Josh Simmons continues to get all the praise in the world. Here is AQ Shipley. He went to Texas, right? Am I tripping off that?
That's Jordan Shipley. This is just AQ. This is a different offensive line guy. Yeah.
I don't know if this is related or not. I figured that was his brother or something. Here is AQ Shipley on Josh Simmons.
The kid they got out of Ohio State, I said this after the draft whenever you had me on the show, I said he was a top 10 pick. Josh Simmons, left tackle. The clips of him coming out, he is a top 10 pick if he doesn't get hurt against Oregon last year. They get him with literally one of the last picks of the first round, and he is going to be their franchise left tackle for the next 10 to 12 years. And they got an absolute steal with him. The clips coming out of him, here it is. Look, he's just shutting guys down, and he makes it look smooth. He's throwing guys like
a little dog.
Yeah, he's got a little dog in him. I mean, he was arguably the best tackle in the draft before he gets hurt. He gets to go late to Kansas City in the first round. They got an absolute steal. It was an injury that a lot of teams were concerned with, but, I mean, he's young. He's coming back. He looks fierce. He's smooth as can be. He's athletic. He's strong. He's got the size. This could be a key piece for the Kansas City.
Hey, man. I couldn't really get past the part where – don't ever say I got a little dog in me. Please don't ever say that to me. Ever. I couldn't get past it. That show's not as funny as I think he is if they let that slide on their show.
That's a very common social media expression.
Okay.
Have you seen the meme where it's like the X-ray?
And also, yo, that's crazy is also a very popular social media expression at all. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of – I don't want to be hanging around a group of people that don't be like, hey, what did you just say? Josh Simmons, I told you, Josh Simmons is training camp darling for the Chiefs.
By the way, I'm not saying Josh Simmons won't be good. I think he will be good. Boy, we're 5 days into camp, and the hype machine is spinning. It's been out of control. Holy cow.
That's why, like, today I was looking, and shout out to the guys over at KC Sports Network. They were like, who do you have as wide receiver 6 for the Chiefs? And I'm like, this doesn't interest me at all. You know what interests me right now with the Chiefs? I want every offensive lineman to tell me how good Josh Simmons is going to be. That's the kind of content that I want. Debating on who's going to make the team between Nico Romeo and Tyquan Thornton, that's not doing it for me this training camp. I'm not interested in that this training camp. There's some training camps, yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, man, Tyquan Thornton, I don't care about that at all. They got a left tackle finally. And you guys tell me you think he's going to be good. This is the steal of the draft. The steal. They haven't been in pads a week. A week. He's been going up against Ashton Gelati. You think he's the best? He's the steal of the draft. Yes. That's why I want more of that content. Can we get Willie Rofe on the show to talk about this? That's what we need to find. We need to find great left tackles to talk about Josh Simmons. That should be that's our goal for the month of August.
How many great left tackles are watching camp videos?
They got Zoom, don't they?
I'm not saying that's a good idea. I'm just saying, hey, Willie, you're retired. Are you watching camp snippets in your free time?
It's okay. Give me Willie Rofe's email. I'll send him a highlight tape of Josh Simmons, and he'll break it down, and then we'll talk to him about it. That's what I want to do. All right. I know we didn't have a long show today. We will have one tomorrow. I'll be back. I'm feeling better. I got 3 prescriptions from the doctor. I'm getting back to 100%. It's training camp, baby. It's the drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.